A word for you from Joshua chapter 20 verses 1 and 2. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Say to the people of Israel, appoint the cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses." God wanted to display to them how He is a God of grace. And even though it was before the New Testament era, even though it was long before Jesus was to come, remember, Jesus, being God, was already displaying His grace in different ways. And the law, as it says in Hebrews, was a shadow of the things to come. The substance all finds itself in Jesus Christ. And here this was a very interesting way of God displaying His grace. Through Joshua, they were to appoint these various cities of grace that were evenly distributed. In other words, they weren't all in one place, but they were scattered so that wherever a person needed one, he could flee to it. Now, the aim of this was that, as it says in verse 3, the manslayer, the one who's committed murder, might be able to run to a city of refuge and find protection there until his case has been heard. Now, it wasn't complete grace, for it says in verse 3, only the one who has struck a person, killed a person, without intent and unknowingly, he may flee there. Of course, in Christ, even the murderer is accepted. That's why Saul of Tarsus, murderer that he was accepted. So, Jesus, who is the city of refuge, He is far greater than these cities. But still, this was symbolic of the grace to come. And here, they were given the opportunity in these various cities, they could flee to them and find a place where the law no longer counted. In other words, because God had said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, that you would, if you killed, you too must be killed. That was God's righteousness. In other words, the wages of sin is death. But He provided these areas of protection as an exception. And so too, friend, have you used the only exception that there is in the universe, Jesus Christ Himself? Have you fled to Him? He is your city of refuge.